There were five candidates on the stage last night, but the first debate in the Democratic primary seemed to revolve mostly around only two, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The three other candidates, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee, and former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, mostly stayed out of the spotlight. With us this morning to review the debate are our regular political analyst, Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Bob.
Same to you, Todd Domke.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you both to start with your general impression of the affair last night. Did the debate change the dynamic of the race with Hillary Clinton in the lead nationally, Bernie Sanders still ahead in New Hampshire and other early states? Dan, start.
No. Hillary Clinton did what she had to do. She was calm and confident and in charge. Bernie Sanders was, as he usually is, hyperbolic, a touch angry, and also did Hillary Clinton a big favor when he criticized the controversy over her emails.
Which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Todd Domke, your impressions.
I think the dynamic stays the same, that it seems like Hillary is on her way to a coronation. Bernie Sanders reinforced his support by sticking with his message of income disparity. He speaks with the conviction of being a democratic socialist. He was more passionate, angry at times, but he didn't lose his temper as he's done in Vermont debates. So I think we'd have to say that Hillary Clinton won, but Bernie Sanders is still in contention.
There are many who think that part of Hillary Clinton's goal last night was to cut into Bernie Sanders' support, and I want to ask you both about that, but I want to do it framing it in this way. In the CNN debate on Westwood One News last night, she really went after Bernie Sanders about not being strong enough on gun safety.
Everybody else has to be accountable, but not the gun manufacturers. And we need to stand up and say enough of that. We're not going to let it continue.
We're going to bring you all in on this, but Senator Sanders, you have to be able to respond.
As a senator from a rural state, what I can tell Secretary Clinton, that all the shouting in the world is not going to do what I would hope all of us want, and that is keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have those guns, and end this horrible violence that we are seeing.
Todd Domke, did Clinton make headway last night cutting into Sanders' support on the gun issue?
Well, on that issue, she did get the best of him. Now, reports were that Bernie Sanders didn't prepare for the debate, and I think that was evident in the way he fumbled his answer on gun control. He should have expected this. This is one of the few issues where Hillary could get to the left of him, and she did.
Yeah, I was surprised at how ill-prepared he was for this question and for Hillary Clinton's response when Anderson Cooper, the host, asked her if Bernie Sanders is tough enough on guns. She said immediately, no, not at all. So she was ready for it. Bernie, on the other hand, seemed strangely confused by how he was going to answer it, talking about being from a rural state. You know, I don't think you want to marginalize yourself or your state in a debate like this.
Dan, as you implied, Bernie Sanders may have had the best line of the night last night when Hillary Clinton's use of home email for State Department duties came up by the host Anderson Cooper, and Bernie Sanders kind of sprung to her defense by saying this.
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too. Me too.
Tell us about what you think about that line.
Well, it was a highlight of the debate. It came fairly early, actually. And the audience just erupted in applause. And I think it was half Bernie Sanders supporters and the other half Hillary Clinton supporters. And he did Hillary Clinton a big favor by saying, enough already of your emails. And Hillary Clinton was so pleased that she shook his hand and smiled at him when he was finished.
That's right. Bernie's dismissing of the email scandal was popular with that audience. But the FBI and general election voters won't dismiss the issue. In a new poll, 58% of all voters thought Hillary Clinton was lying about her emails and server. So it does raise a question about whether any of these Democratic candidates opposing Hillary is willing to say what Lincoln Chafee said, which was that ethics matter, because if no Democrat, including Joe Biden, is willing to make the case that Hillary Clinton doesn't have the integrity to be the nominee, the race is over. She'll be the nominee.
So this issue stays alive from your point of view?
Well, it will, certainly in the general election, because with the FBI investigating, it's not up to the Democratic National Committee to decide whether the issue goes forward.
I think the country is sick and tired of the emails, and the reaction from the crowd in the audience supports that notion. And Hillary Clinton hasn't put it to rest. She's probably going to be dealing with emails throughout the campaign, as Todd said, but she's now got confidence in her answer, and she can use what Bernie Sanders said in her own defense.
Okay, winners and losers from the debate last night. Todd, you go first.
Well, I'd say the big loser was Link Chafee. He started off strong, reminding people that he had no scandal in his 30 years as a public official in Rhode Island, which, given that state's record on corruption, is quite a boast. And yet, he was so weak and eccentric, I think it reminded a lot of people of his old nickname, the missing link.
Well, Hillary Clinton was the clear winner. She came across as in command. She had a good sense of humor. She also looked presidential. I think that was very important, first woman president potentially. And so she wanted to look the part. The big loser, Joe Biden. He had to have been watching, and I'll bet as he saw the debate, he was thinking, how would I have inserted myself into this discussion? It's not clear to me how he would have. And I think he hurt himself by not being there. He may have taken himself out of a potential presidential run.
I think we have to say that both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders came out about where they were before. Hillary Clinton has to be considered the winner. I mean, she did her experience of presidential debates before showed up. She seemed to have a debate strategy. She carried it out, whereas Bernie Sanders seemed to be winging it.
Dan Payne, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Same to you, Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.